in perfect harmony. Because the show hasn't started yet. I'll bet we're in perfect harmony regarding...
That hasn't stopped it before.
The new head coach.
We've been out of harmony.
The Milwaukee Bucks. Though he's not the official, it has not been announced yet by the Bucks. Of course, it is official. Why is it official?
I don't
One
know.
Thing makes
is
it official.
Because
oh,
Adrian
yes.
Wojnarowski tweeted it.
Yes, it's official.
Is that what, is that what the difference is?
Yeah.
Woj said it. It's real.
It's done. Official.
Then why isn't it officially official?
Because and not everybody wants to admit that Woj gets inside information that he shouldn't get, but he gets it, and the league is happy that he gets it because he doesn't. He's not really.
So then, why isn't it official? Official.
Because like not everybody is lucky to listen to this show and have somebody hosting the show who is telling you how it works. Woj has never been wrong reporting this kind of a thing. Now, when he has an opinion,
I get what you're saying there. I'm just saying, if we know it happened and Woj reported it, why isn't it officially official?
I would guess that they have not signed the papers yet. Maybe Adrian Griffin is on vacation, or there could be a number of reasons.
I got you.
But if they have agreed to it.
You don't think he'd come off a vacation to sign his first head coaching job?
Not necessarily.
Really?
What's the difference between a day or two? What difference does it make if it's today or Monday?
I'm signing before they change their mind.
No, that's not true. No, I'm
coming back.
No, you
guess
don't,
what?
You don't like
I just that. Got a significant pay raise. I can go back on vacation.
Yeah. And maybe one of the owners or somebody.
I would come
maybe
home from
somebody
vacation
with the
and
Bucks
go back.
Is busy. It doesn't make any the day or two there. Maybe they haven't come up when there's a press conference or I don't know. That's a great question. He announced it. Woj announced it, I believe, Saturday afternoon about 4 o'clock or something. I don't know if that's when it was. It seems like it was sometime Saturday.
I'm just telling you, I'd come off a vacation.
All right.
Then go back. For that kind of pay raise?
I don't have an answer to that. Woj does not tell you when it's going to be announced by the team.
It was Saturday at 12:53.
Saturday, 12:53. All right, let's see how long it takes. Maybe I should be at the press conference. Since Woj announced it at 12:53, we knew it's done. Why did it take so long?
We knew before that.
Why did it take so long?
We had inside information.
We didn't think it was inside information.
Well, we didn't know.
Guy from Phoenix. No, we weren't not sure. We didn't think the guy
We didn't know if he was legit or not.
Correct.
Clearly he was
legit.
He knew something.
Now, the part that Woj did not mention.
Where he beat Woj to it.
He beat Woj to it. Which almost never
That's
happens.
Doing something.
Though I don't know that he predicted that Griffin would get it. He just said that Giannis wanted Griffin. We'll have to go back and look at the story. I don't think he predicted that he would get the job. He just said. And we'll have to go back, but we can't remember his name because we'd never heard of him before.
I cannot remember his name. Oh, wait.
And
I can remember his name. I'll look it up.
Bondaneris or something like that.
Yeah, but I don't know if he said or not, but we did say that. If Giannis wants them, he's getting them.
Yes.
We all agreed to that.
Without a doubt. And that they should get whoever Giannis wants. The problem with things that aren't Wojnarowski is we don't know if the Bucks wanted Griffin and then Giannis said fine, or the Bucks, LaHorst or Eden, who's in charge, if they wanted somebody else
John Gambadoro.
Giannis said, I want Griffin, and that made Griffin.
Well, according to Chris Haynes of Bleacher Report, Giannis met with Griffin during the interview process and vouched for him to become the franchise's next head coach. In fact, Antetokounmpo met with each finalist in his home on Tuesday of last week before Milwaukee came to his decision. After each candidate spoke with the front office for one last time on Wednesday of last week, Giannis and fellow Bucks star Chris Middleton were invited to dinner with general manager John Horst and the ownership group team to discuss the finalists, a list that included Griffin, former Raptors head coach Nick Nurse, and Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson. Nurse pulled his name out of the search early on Saturday, and Milwaukee ultimately decided on hiring Griffin, according to Shane Sharina of The Athletic.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We don't know if...
Maybe he didn't want to go against Griff.
No, he knew he's not getting the job. If you're not getting the job, of course, that's what you do.
He might not want to go against his buddy.
No, he didn't want to. You know, you that way it's not like you weren't picked. I dropped out 2 hours before. I'm not interested.
I'm going to go with the human response.
You don't. You can't tell me.
He said, "Listen, I want to compete against my top assistant."
Correct. I come up with whatever reason
friend.
He wants. Yes. Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I would go with that too, but it's not true. That's just like before you can tell me you won't go out with me. I really don't want to go out with you. I've changed my mind. Once your friend told me that you'd rather die than go out with me. But the thing is, there are unknowns. We don't know who Giannis picked.
Griff.
No, we know he picked Griff, but we don't know who the Bucks picked.
They could have picked Griff, too.
They could have, or they could have picked somebody else.
It doesn't matter.
Right, it doesn't matter.
They could have picked nobody.
But it matters in terms of if people want to try to figure out how much influence Giannis had. For example, Giannis did not fire Bud.
He did not.
He did not. However, he could have seen to it that Bud did not get fired.
Yeah. He could have demanded Bud stay.
Yes, correct. Right. Which he did not do.
Correct.
So
maybe there's a deal. He said, listen, you guys want to fire Bud? I don't like it, but fine. But then I get to pick the next coach.
Yeah, that's possible too. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yes. Are there all these options? And this stuff we're never going to know.
That doesn't sound like Giannis.
Doesn't. But we don't know. It could have been, you know, you guys pick whoever you want.
Let me see. John, you want to fire Bud? Okay, you fire Bud. That's fine. I don't like it. I'm just going to say I don't like it. But I get to pick the next coach.
All right. That could be. He could have said that.
I don't know.
He could have said, I like it. We don't have any way of knowing. But we know this. And this should be an absolute. Bud would still be the coach if Giannis had backed him up.
Come to his defense?
Come to
100%.
Yes. Is that an absolute?
All right. Yeah. Okay. But, okay. So we don't know what happened.
Correct. But we know
hold on.
That he could not get fired unless
right. We
unless
don't know,
Giannis
we don't know how it went down, but how
correct.
Do you think it went down? So I'm thinking it went down like this. I think that he didn't really have anything against Bud, right. But they said, hey, we got to make some changes, Giannis, because the fan base, they're going to be tired of just the same old stuff. They want to see some changes. So we're going to have to get rid of Bud. I know you like Bud, but we'll make sure you're in on picking the next guy, so you'll also like him too. We're not going to pick anybody without you okaying it, or you giving the
right.
Okay. I don't think that Giannis was, you know, in there like a bull in a china shop saying, "Hey, you better do this, you better do that, better do that." He's kind of more passive. I don't think he's like, you know, going to push his weight around.
The information that I got would support that theory. It wasn't that Giannis didn't like Bud, but there was no strong relationship between the two, which I blame Bud. All right,
you don't think they had a strong relationship?
They did not.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
if they had
a strong relationship, Giannis would have said, "I want him back."
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, first of all, I think they had. I would say they had one. I would lean towards they had a good relationship. But I was saying that's why I believe they had to come to him in that fashion. Like, hey, listen. We know you like Bud, but we got to make some changes here, and this is what we're going to do. But we're going to make sure that you like the next guy, too. Don't worry. We're not going to bring someone in that you don't like.
Right.
I think that's how they approach it.
I buy that.
I just don't see how Giannis and Bud couldn't have had a good relationship.
Well, but if I have a good relationship, you ain't firing my guy. We won a title.
No, but but that's what I'm saying. Giannis is not the weight pusher. He's not going to be the guy who comes in there and
right, but then
is he
the weight pusher on the new coach?
They offered it up to him, so
correct.
No, he's not the weight pusher. They let him out of that by offering it up to him. Like, listen, hey, you're gonna have
right.
input
now. But what if they wanted some person and Giannis
they
wanted another?
But they already offered that
think they said you get to pick the next coach?
I don't think they said you get to pick, but they said you're gonna be heavily involved in the process.
All right.
If push comes to shove.
Right.
Fine, we'll let you. And I think they listen. We said that last week that
right.
If Giannis really wants somebody else, they're getting him. He's
yes.
getting them.
Yeah,
that's just the way it goes. So I think, like I say, I think my opinion is that they had to talk him into letting Bud go. That's why there was no like come to Bud's defense. They had to talk him into that, and this is the bargaining chip that they use, which is, seems like a good bargaining chip.
I buy all that because everything I do in discussing this with Giannis, the most important part is getting the best possible chance that he signs an extension.
Correct.
The coach is like about as important as the plumber compared to an extension with Giannis.
And the bottom line is if Giannis is on board, the rest of the team's on board.
Right. And so, if the coach fails and Giannis picked him, Giannis can't blame the Bucks for that.
Correct.
It's on you, buddy.
This is your guy.
So I just want to say.
But I'll tell you what else. You know what else that will do?
What?
That will make Giannis and the players go extra hard for that coach.
Okay.
Because Giannis knows that's my guy.
Yes.
I can't let him go down.
Yeah.
I can't let him go down. So.
But you know, I've already moved on. They haven't announced
moved
it.
Moved on to what?
The contract extension. That's what's important. He can
you
sign
for the contract
it.
Extension?
No, he can sign it. I think it's
you're talking
September.
Giannis's contract.
Yeah, that's
extension.
All that matters. I've moved on the coach. Coaches. Let's see.
Coach is a done deal.
Yeah, well, it's also insignificant compared to him having a contract.
I would say
extension.
Insignificant.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Really?
Well, what good does the coach do if Giannis is gone in 2 years? Means nothing.
Your pains. You got to do something in the 2 years to keep him.
Well, I know. That's, you know.
You got to do something. You can't fail. You can't stink it up.
Let's see. I think it's September. Brian Windhorst said that he thinks it's unlikely Giannis to do the contract extension. Well, I want to tell Giannis.
Unlikely.
And I will. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have to do it. He's got 2 years left. He can wait.
September 22nd.
Yes, September. So hold on.
Why wouldn't he wait?
Yeah, according to ESPN's Bobby Marks, Giannis can sign an extension with the Bucks starting September
22nd. Well, here's what I'd say to him. First of all, it's a look good, and just remember this. You sign an extension, that's the most money you can get, and if you want to be traded, we'll trade you. It just would look best for the organization, best for you and everything. Like, hey, we got him for an extension. Who was it? I think Anthony Davis signed an extension with New Orleans and then told him he wanted to be traded 10 days later.
Hey, that's what it is.
I know. So I would let Giannis know. Giannis, I'm okay with that. We just want the extension as soon as possible because that creates energy, positivity for the team, and you also – with any risk of injury, you're covered for an injury for the next 5 years.
We just want to take that off the table.
Right.
That's not a concern of anybody.
You're not risking anything.
Yeah.
Just looks good.
Yeah. If you want to get out of it, you can get out of it. No problem.
We'll trade you whenever you want to go.
You're going to get a ton of cash.
Right.
No downside for you, Giannis.
Right. So September, what is it?
22nd.
September 22nd. That's the only day anybody should think about regarding the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, the coach is of note because that will help determine how good. But the team's probably going to be more determined by who's on the team rather than who's coaching it.
What's the most significant day for the Packers?
When's the next draft?
That's it?
Yeah.
The next draft.
Yeah. Next draft, yeah.
Why is that?
Because this season is just fiddling and diddling.
Nothing. There you go.
What's on the line this season?
Nothing? Jordan Love?
Jordan Love. See how good he is.
You just
said the young
his whole
on.
Career is on the line.
What?
Last week you said his whole career
no,
was on the line.
No, you're talking about for him personally, but you talked about me for the Packers. You didn't say Jordan Love. You said Packers.
Thursday, April 24th.
April 24th.
25th, 2024. April 25th.
But that's the draft?
Next year, yes.
What's the Thursday? Is it
April 25th, 2024.
There you go. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
We'll say what then?
Season opener, baby.
Oh, fine. Whoa! So they win or they lose?
No,
tell me what difference
it
makes.
Win or losing. It's about how you're looking, bro. How are you looking?
Who?
First of all, Jordan Love. And then the rest of the team.
One game out of 17. What's one game out of 17? You know what that is?
How you looking?
Raisin in the trail mix.
It's how you're looking. I don't know if it's raisin in the trail mix. It's only 17 games. One of 17 isn't raisin in the trail mix.
6%.
It's a little bit more significant.
Is there 6% raisin in the trail mix? Huh? I'll bet there is.
I don't know.
What percent of raisin in the trail mix? We'll look that one up. We'll ask Jason Woolley.
It's all the raisins.
He's next.